from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All righty. Undrafted player gets cut. World goes crazy. When he's a quarterback with great hair, we care. Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman has been released. Hartman played at Notre Dame for years prior to that. You just heard Earl talk about it. For years prior to that, he was at Wake Forest. And I like Sam. He's a nice young man. I think there's reasons to be excited. But I said it the first practice I watched, I don't know that he has the arm for the pros. And there is somebody on the Commander's beat that we would always disagree on this. I never thought he had the arm for it. And I think there were times you could see that. Mm-hmm. This to me isn't a surprise. I think they've always wanted to get him back to practice squad. I've thought since before the draft, when they signed not only Mariota, but then Driscoll, that the plan was Jaden, Mariota, Driscoll. I think it's pretty clear.
Well, Driscoll showed a lot in the previous preseason game and this one too. The dude, he can move. He has a good arm. Seems to understand the concept of what they're doing very much so. And I think if you're just looking at the talent, I think his talent is bigger than Hartman's. I mean, all the women out there can say what they want about his hair, but hair don't win football games.
Like, there are exceptions, but on some level, you kind of got to trust the league and like the collective mind power of 32 teams. And Driscoll was drafted and has started a handful of games across a multi, you know, 6-7 year career. Mm-hmm. Hartman wasn't drafted. And then, dude, on top of that, you had an injury. You had a shoulder injury.
Yeah, shoulder injury, and then they brought in an old man, what's his name?
McSorley,
Stonebridge, and I think you look at what he was doing a little bit, he may have stepped above Hartman.
Well, I don't, if he has or hasn't, I don't think he's making the roster either.
I'm not worried about him making him, just saying he's showing he was better.
Maybe. I mean, Hartman played a little less than 2 quarters and got hurt.
Yeah, 2 quarters got hurt.
Hartman had the really good drive against the Jets.
And you just say his arm is not, he doesn't have a hot arm. And in the NFL, a hot arm is not going to be good.
Yeah, I don't think, if anybody thinks this is a surprise, I kind of think you're nuts. Or you were talking yourself into some sort of reality that perhaps
doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think that's fair. More roster moves are coming in. They've got to make a bunch, so it's going to keep happening. At 1 o'clock, Nikki Jabvala will join us to bring us all of the latest. I part of me wonders if Nikki's not going to be able to come on with us because of all the news that she's. I'm gonna pull back the curtain on cut day. There are folks that will grind out trying to break the news of every cut player, and Nikki is certainly one of those. To me, it's a fool's errand. Like, they're going to release everything. I don't feel like texting 100 agents all afternoon. So we'll see if Nikki, I'm curious about that. At 1:30, Landfill, we're giving away Leonard Skinner tickets. That will be dope. Is that Jiffy Lube? Where's Skinner playing? I'm guessing it's Jiffy Lube Live. I don't know, but I think it'll be fun. Here's the other thing. A lot of these players that get released, you're going to hear that they're a strong candidate for the practice squad. And that's true for a lot of these guys. But, like, you're also going to kind of say that to most players. Like, hey, man, we got to let you go now. But if it works, we're going to see what we can do about bringing you back. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the it's not you, it's me of dating. Like,
yeah,
they might bring you back, but if they find somebody they like better.
They might bring you back, but what if somebody call you and you go? And like, hey, it didn't work.
Right.
You know, we have interest, but, you know, other people have interest too.
I think today sucks, and I think now that the rosters stay big and bloated for so much longer, today is even, like, less newsworthy because there's really, I mean, the players that were, I think, the biggest decisions they had to make. Turner, Ridgeway, or Mathis, what they're going to do at running back, kind of what they're going to do at the bottom of the O-line depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
By these reports of them considering trading, like I kind of think we're getting told, you know what I mean, like how this is going to shake out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough day, but it is a part of the profession that they chose. But let's be real, the fact that they can bring 17 players back to practice squad, and of that 17, they say the rookies can make up to $207,000. And the guys that have some experience under their belt, they can make up to $300,000-$400,000. I would say that for 4 months, it's a nice, that's a nice ass salary, rather than being going home. So it's not what it used to be. Like when back in the day, you were cut,
right?
And all of a sudden they had 4 or 5 people on practice squad. It wasn't 17. So a lot more people still can generate some level of income. And I think if you talk to the average person out there, you're making $212,000, they're saying, dude, you're winning.
Right.
And you're getting that for what, 4 months?
When I say that I don't know that Hartman has a pro arm, I have been proven right by two guys that have been released today. One was Peterman, who I watched in Mobile, and he was bad. The other... B, I was early on Desmond Ridder being bad.
You were.
Arizona waived him within the last hour, I guess. That's a dude that goes from Atlanta trying to bank on him being the franchise quarterback to now being released as the backup for the Arizona Cardinals. Here is the plan, okay? Cut day in the NFL. We got news from all over the league. We're going to try to go around the league. Plus, CeeDee Lamb got paid.
Yes, he did.
Montez Sweat had some comments about his time in D.C. I think we can kind of look at that in a vacuum. I'm curious if you agree with me, B. I went to a Washington Spirit game. There is a lot going on. Nikki Jabvala to join us next. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.